Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we're talking about a bug check code today, 1C8.
Manually initiated long power button hold. That's a mouthful.
Right, got it this time. And it's related to another one that we've talked about, which is the stop bug check E2, which is manually initiated crash dump. But this one comes up in a little bit different situation, even though it's sort of related.
Yeah, so the E2, the other one, is based on a keyboard shortcut, traditionally control and the scroll lock key pressed twice.
Yeah.
1C8, manually initiated hold, is based on the power button.
And this only happens on certain hardware.
It does. It requires a GPIO.
GPIO-based
device.
Yeah.
It's a type of way of interacting with the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Only tends to be newer machines, and even if you do have it, it may not be plumbed end-to-end inside the kernel to achieve this. So hardware-wise, under human interface devices, you want to look for a GPIO to get an inkling that you're in the right ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And then from a registry key point of view, you need to have this key turned on. And it leverages the power manager. So obviously the power button goes into the power manager. The power manager says, hey, you've been holding the button. Should we do some bug checking here?
And this takes a reboot to take effect, I would assume, like most of these settings.
Yeah.
So you'd set this registry key, reboot, and then assuming you have that GPIO button driver and the right hardware, now you can manually crash your system with a blue screen by holding down the power button. But there's a little trick to this,
there's
right?
There's some timings to it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So at around 3 seconds, you will see a reset of the display adapter. So we've found that in telemetry that predominantly this happens around, people hold the button down, just normally holding the button down when the screen's black or frozen.
Mm.
And so usually a display driver issue. So at 3 seconds, we reset the display driver. And your machine might just come back to life at that point.
If it was a display problem, then you might be good.
So let go of the key. Let go of the button.
If things are working after 3 seconds.
Yeah. And then at 7 seconds, we are going to start the bug checking process.
So that's when you'll see this blue screen of frowny face, blue screen of death, people call it.
Now, the thing is, when you hit 10 seconds, you are at a hardware boundary. And what will happen is the pressing of the button realistically does, for all intents and purposes, pulls the power out, pulls the battery out of the whole machine, and it just goes down hard and is dead, which means the bug checking has not completed.
Mm.
And so the trick is, once you see that bug check screen at 7 seconds, let go of the button and let it continue on and write out the dump file.
Yeah.
Then you'll have a dump file to analyze.
So if you want to get a memory dump this way, and typically we should point out that you're doing this probably because of you're diagnosing some hang condition or something like that.
Yeah. And the keyboard may be not responsive.
And the keyboard's not responsive, so maybe that control scroll lock doesn't work.
Yeah.
So this is another option, but you got to hold down the power button for more than 7 seconds, but less than 10 seconds.
Correct.
And then you should get the correct memory dump. You want to let off the power button when you see that blue screen of death come up, right?
And so from a debugging point of view, traditionally, bang analyze minus V, much like E2, which is a situation where it's an indeterminate point in time, 1C8 is the same. Bang analyze does not have what we call a kernel mode hang engine in it, or not a very powerful one at least. And so it's not very good at being able to work out what was wrong elsewhere. It can just say, well, this piece of code crashed me, and so it's going to blame the power button for crashing the box, right? We're going to evolve that over time. There's a little bit of information in the argument one, number of milliseconds that it's been held down, which is going to be, say, 10 seconds. But in general, you're in a situation where the dump, all of the information in the current stack and stuff is irrelevant to the cause. And you need to do a broader analysis.
Yeah.
You need to go look at, what are the processors doing? What's the file system doing? What's the network doing? What's the display driver doing? So you need to find a debugging expert.
Right. At this point, this is kind of advanced debugging analysis to understand what caused the hang. But at least this just tells you how you got the dump.
Yeah. And the important thing is you've got the dump and you've got somewhere to move forward.
Right. Right. Cool. Well, there you go. 1C8 related to the E2, but just generated in a different way through a different mechanism. But this is a manually initiated sort of crash dump.